We can't control gravity.
We can.
By Dr. Eric Plasker. Try this, go ahead and jump up and down. Jump as high as you can until you touch the clouds. I know it is ridiculous, but go ahead and do it anyway. Jump up and touch the clouds. If you jumped off the ground, you probably recognized that within 1 second, your feet landed right back on the ground. Are you laughing right now? Of course this exercise is silly, because it is common sense. Yes, gravity is why we land on our own 2 feet. Here's why it matters: we can't control the law of gravity. It is there whether we like it or not, so most people don't get mad or question gravity itself. Purely, it is out of our control. We accept it and use it towards our benefit. Trying to control all of the things that are out of your control is like trying to control gravity. Accepting the things that are out of your control and facing the reality of them will open the door to exciting opportunities. This simple connection can be life-changing, because now, instead of us getting angry when things don't go our way, we can step back and enjoy them. For instance, if there is a roadblock, enjoy the back roads. Take it slow and give yourself that space to enjoy an unexpected, new alternative. If there is a long line at the grocery store, take the moment to look around you and talk to someone in the line. This conversation can be as simple as asking how their day went. What could be a very difficult and challenging time for you can become a great opportunity, just because you have the ability to change your perspective. Make a lobule jumpy, changing your thoughts, and take new action steps to match it. Part of our internal struggle is that we grow up learning to think about things a certain way. We cling to a lot of our early beliefs even when it is no longer in our best interest to do so. Short story, I have a client, a highly successful businessperson with a family of her own, who is now caring for her ailing mother. Unfortunately, her mother is overly critical of her. There is a part of her that still values her mother's opinion more than her own. I said to her, "You are 50 years old. At some point, you are going to have to decide that your mother's opinion is just her opinion and you are entitled to one too. You have to decide if your opinion is the same as your mother's or father's, or if it's going to be different. My opinion is that you're a really good person, a really talented person, and a really successful person. Which opinion do you choose to believe? Which one do you want to nurture for the rest of your life? The one that says you can have fun and enjoy an active, healthy, prosperous life for 100 years and beyond, or the one that says you are already old, getting older by the second, and you will end up in a nursing home?" Why do we make the negative more important than the positive and exciting? What an unnecessary energy drain that stifles our environment and keeps us from seeing all the opportunities that are right under our noses. Instead, we should place our energy. Enjoy focusing on the compelling vision we wish to create as we customize our ideal 100-year lifestyle. A 100-year lifestyle provider is ready to help you every step of the way.